Hey, Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 and 27 degrees. Authorities have arrested the grandmother of a 17-year-old Oklahoma boy with special needs who is found alone near a southeast Kansas rest stop.
Rogers County, Oklahoma authorities say 68-year-old Janie Gill was arrested in that county and booked into jail Monday on one count of child neglect. More charges are pending. A custodian found the boy November 29th at a rest stop near Beaumont, about 25 miles east of Augusta. He had no identification and couldn't speak. The Greenwood County Sheriff's Office later learned his identity and that he was from Oklahoma. He remains in protective custody. Greenwood County has put a hold on Gill pending the serving of an arrest warrant on suspicion of aggravated child endangerment and interference with law enforcement. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
New bridges going to be built in East Wichita, one of them near Brookside, and also at 2nd Street, also Douglas, along with improvements at Kellogg and 143rd Street East.
The bridges are nearly 70 years old. Construction on the 2nd Street Bridge will start in the summer of 2019 and will finish by the end of the year. The city will then move to the Douglas Street Bridge, a project that will be done in two parts so that Douglas doesn't have to be closed. The city also approved more improvements to eastbound Kellogg at 143rd Street East. The right turning lane will be extended to the ramp from K-96, and the left turning lane will be extended nearly the same length. Councilmember Pete Meitzner explained why the city needed to act.
There has been some accidents there that even had a good friend get rear-ended there as well.
There's no word on when this project will be started, but it is scheduled to be completed before the East Kellogg improvements have wrapped up. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly is selling premium tables at her inaugural ball in January for $10,000, five times what the law says is the contribution limit. The inaugural committee and state ethics commission are conferring over compliance with a $2,000 limit on contributions to such celebrations. Kelly's committee is offering a $10,000 gold package for a table of 10.
Kansans continue to see comparatively low gasoline prices. Sean Stewart is with AAA Kansas.
This week, Kansas has the fifth cheapest gas in the United States. We're down another 7 cents this week for an average of $2.09.
Parts of Kansas are below $2 a gallon. Prices in Wichita Monday went up around a dime to $1.99 a gallon. Stewart says Missouri has the cheapest statewide average in the nation at an even $2 a gallon.
The Senate will take up a massive overhaul of the nation's prison system after all.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote on a criminal justice reform bill could come this week. The announcement follows last-minute changes to the measure that get tougher on violent criminals. However, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says those changes still don't go far enough to win his and other reluctant Republican support. But Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News at night,
I'm glad that we're going to be getting a vote on it. It's going to pass overwhelmingly with 80 or more votes in the Senate.
Speaker Paul Ryan say he plans to take up the Senate-passed bill by the end of the year. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
The number of deaths linked to methamphetamine use is rising sharply.
A growing number of U.S. drug overdose deaths are being blamed on methamphetamine. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows fatal overdoses from methamphetamine tripled over a five-year period ending in 2016. Fentanyl remains the number one drug linked to deadly overdoses, followed by heroin and cocaine. Officials say the dramatic increase in methamphetamine deaths may be the result of people turning to the stimulant to offset the downer effects of heroin or other opioids. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are mostly clear in Wichita as we start today. Sunny this afternoon. We should reach 55 for the high, but an upper-level low-pressure system begins to move into the plains. That will spread in some light rain or drizzle, primarily overnight. Windy with a low 34. Occasional rain mixed with some wet snow early tomorrow. Thursday's high 41, clearing by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, 27 degrees. 6:34 with Steve and Ted. Christmas tree farmers worry they're slowly losing ground to the artificial trees, so they're taking to social media this holiday season to persuade Americans to go natural. The Christmas Tree Promotion Board is running an ad campaign on Instagram and Facebook called It's Christmas, Keep It Real. It's based on other popular agricultural campaigns like Beef, It's What's for Dinner, and Got Milk? Up to 80% of Americans who have a Christmas tree now have an artificial evergreen.
Really?
And the $1 billion market for fake trees is growing at about 4% a year, even though they can be used and reused again and again.
I did not realize that.
About 25 million evergreens are harvested each year, and presumably most of those are sold. Americans buy about 10 million artificial trees each year.
Well,
they're in the wrong business.
You're one of those.
We need to be in the artificial tree business, I guess.
Why, no kidding.
How about that? Yeah.
You just bought a new one this year.
No, I didn't.
You told me you did.
No, I'm sorry. That was last year.
Oh, last year. Okay.
Yeah. The convenience is that you put these things up and the lights are already built into them and you don't have to monkey around with stupid lights.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah. Well, if you're lazy like me. Of course, this year I haven't even touched them. My wife's done the whole thing. Usually I'll get in there and hang a ball or two, you know, but this year, I'm staying clear out of the way.
Wow, you just...
I mean, she's retired this year, so I mean, if she's got time to do it, and I like to watch it being, you know... Too much work involved.
Too much work?
Yeah.
Just enjoy watching others do the work for you.
Yeah. Okay. Washington State is finishing construction on its largest wildlife bridge. The structure will form two arches above busy Interstate 90 in the mountains east of Seattle. It's aimed at allowing elk, bear, wolverines, deer, and other migrating animals to safely cross the highway.
Okay.
Well. I've never heard of this. A 2008 federal study found collisions between vehicles and wildlife are a rising problem on American roads. Several other states and Canada have built similar bridges and fencing and have seen drastic drops in collisions. I kind of think it would be kind of difficult to do here in Kansas with our deer population. First of all, how are you going to get them up on the bridge?
How do the animals know they're supposed to use that
Apparently,
bridge?
There's some
do
way
we
to
entice them with food?
I don't know. Some way they funnel them in there. Yeah, they give them. Is there a big carrot up there? How do they get them to go across the bridge? Good question, Ted.
I want that. Yeah, that's the question I have.
How do you get the animals to do
I'm
that?
I'm sure there's signage. They'll figure it out.
Well, yeah. You know. Take the bridge.
I don't know.
Take the bridge. Wichita City Council approves a design build team for that new stadium. And, you know, they delayed it, a week so the council members would have a time to read the contract. And then they approved it yesterday and said, hey, let's get to work on this thing. Times, you know, you feel that sense of urgency, at least from the mayor, Mayor Jeff Longwell. He's wanting to go. Let's go. Let's get this thing up and going. So, yeah, we've taken a big step. Now the guys, I would think that the prospective architects have been doing renderings for several weeks
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to pop something pretty quick that you're going to see.
There, the wheel's been cranking already.
Yeah, and you know if they're anticipating that they might get the contract, they're out there doing something. And so they've taken the thing down. I mean, it's interesting.
Oh yeah, it's leveled. The old stadium is rubble. We went to the
Monarch last week one night and got out of my car and said, "Where are the big the lights?"
They took those down too. Those are all gone.
So. Yeah, it's ready to hit down to the ground level. Time to start going again.
Huh.
All right. Hey, Dad, we've got 13 days until Christmas.
That's right. Less than 2 weeks.
Keep you posted on that. It's 6:38 now with Steve and Ted, and time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Tuesday, both the feeder cattle and live cattle futures traded mostly higher and closed positive. Now, feeders enjoyed triple-digit gains with their highest trade of the past 8 sessions. Feeders also widened out the feeder live cattle spread yesterday, and feeders likely benefited from the managed money accounts covering short positions. Lean hog futures traded and closed two-sided yesterday. On the close, Feb live cattle 95 cents higher at 122.15. January feeders up $2.22 at 147.30, and Feb lean hogs $1.62 lower at 65.20. Now, Tuesday, only the wheat closed negative after a session of two-sided trading for the grains and soy complexes. Now, yesterday's report left U.S. stocks unchanged for the soybeans and slight increases for wheat and corn. Now, the world stocks also had increases for wheat, corn, and soybeans. Overall, the report was slightly negative for the grain and soy markets. At the moment, we are still seeing some upside take place as March Casey wheat's up a nickel at 5.09¾. March corn a penny and a half higher, 3.86¼. January soybean 6½ cents higher at 9.21½. January crude oil this morning $1.10 higher, 52.75. February gold $2.40 higher, 1249.60. December S&P 25 points higher, 26.66¼. December dollar index unchanged at 97.35. December Dow Jones futures up 237 points at 24,659. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So you've got your Christmas tree up. Is it a fake or is it an artificial or is it a real tree you have over there?
We haven't had a real tree in years.
Really?
Yes.
Because?
Oh, I guess they're just a little bit more of a hassle.
Yeah.
You know, moving them in and out and
you got
like that. But we just haven't had one in years.
You have the built-in lights in the tree like I have?
No. No, we don't.
You have to string lights on it?
Yep. Yep.
Well, how long have you had this thing, this tree, about 10, 15 years, something?
That's a good question. I bet you it is 10 years old.
Now, listen, do you participate in the actual decoration of the tree?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Like plug it into the wall, the lights or something?
Something like that. Yeah. Or maybe getting the tree down out of the attic.
Well, I'm glad to see you're helpful. The only 13 days left till Christmas. Are you already over there in Augusta at your household, sir?
No, I think we are, Steve. I think everything's pretty well set.
Okay.
I think some of the last presents got wrapped last night, so I think we're sitting in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and you, if you don't forget Ted and me, okay? Send us each one of those great big
enough time left?
Giant screen TVs you have there.
Giant screen. Now, do you want one that just has markets on it only?
No, we want everything. I mean, that's the TV you use, okay? I understand the people who bought Starlight Theater are interested in buying that from you. Sounds like a good deal, huh?
Sounds like a heck of a deal.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's 641, Steve and Ted. I want to thank somebody for 6 amazing years in Wichita at the Monarch. Jen Ray's having her 6th anniversary this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy anniversary.
And that?
Also, coming up sometime this morning, we've got another pair of tickets to the Glenn Miller Orchestra Greatest Hits Show on March 7th. We have a pair of tickets to give away sometime this morning with Steve and Ted, and we'll throw in some Freddy's frozen custard and steak burger.
How about that?
Along with that. All right, 642 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way when it's best to buy a home. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.